Renewable energy advocates in North Dakota are hoping for more federal support to advance projects. That's after a key meeting with a Biden cabinet member this month. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm took part in a roundtable discussion last week that was hosted by the governor, who, along with fossil fuel leaders, promoted practices such as carbon storage and adapting fuel technology. But other stakeholders pushed for more focus on helping North Dakota pursue avenues such as wind, solar, and geothermal heading. Wes Davis heads sustainability at Turtle Mountain Community College. He wants more federal resources to educate tribal communities about these types of infrastructure.
If we're able to develop curriculums to train these people at tribal colleges, then we can create trades.
He says that creates more economic opportunities and sustainability in tribal communities. The meeting coincided with the Department of Energy announcing $20 million to help certain states advance carbon capture and storage. The University of North Dakota Energy and Environmental Research Center will share in that money. But clean energy advocates say this approach is too costly and won't be as effective in reducing harmful emissions. Meanwhile, other groups present for Granholm's visit say regulators should set a tone that makes it harder for larger wind and solar companies to swoop into North Dakota, set up shop, and reap the benefits. Jim Cambites of Lightspring Solar says local companies want to make a difference, but don't have an edge.
I mean, who has $26 million in tax liability that they can just write off? So it's very hard to compete on that high corporate level. There should be something that levels the playing field.
And when it comes to solar opportunities, Cambites feels there's a lot of room for growth in North Dakota.
North Dakota is ranked 12th to 13th in the most amount of sunlight hours of all 50 states.
But according to industry rankings, North Dakota routinely falls near the bottom in solar output. Mike Moen, Prairie News Service. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.